All right, welcome to Office Hours. I'm your host, Mr. Problem. So we need to put my English back together here. We're going to get going, Andy. Okay, trying again. We're going to get going with questions that are in the questions thread. I'm just going to Office Hours a little bit more so that people know that we're starting. If someone can confirm that they can hear me, that would also be great. I forgot to do a mic check. Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, let's move on with questions. So Chandelak says, how is Prime doing? I'm good. Just existing. Weather's cooling down a little bit, which is great. It means I don't have to run the air conditioner 24/7, which is great because expensive. Anyway, let's go through. Zenru asks, cheese. Cheese is, yep, great, cool. Red says, why doesn't the light tool or mesh tool respect tooltip position? That does sound like a bug, so I would encourage you to go ahead and make sure that there is a bug opened for that one. I'm taking a brief look at the light tip now. I do see some code that deals with the tips of the light tip, so I'd have to look into those, which means we'll need a bug report. Thank you. Fun fact here, the color tip uses A-tan-2. A-tan-2 is one of my favorite mathematical operations because you basically use it everywhere. All right, Doc wants to go out, so we're going to have to make this a shorter one than usual. So we're going to be going only to sort of like 30 past, maybe 35 past. As for that, there are no additional questions in the question doobly-doo. So there we go. All right, there's now a question from Zenry, who says, what features, functions will be in the web account dashboard have? We want to make sure that it has basic stuff to start with. One of the reasons behind that is because of the requirements that we have for swapping over towards Stripe for billing and other payment providers, etc., stuff like that. We need a website to take a look. So those are the ones we'll be primarily going towards, but... we'll probably add whatever we can there. Ultimately, it's got to sort of like be in lockstep with the actual profile system that exists inside the actual engine. And currently, it is not. So be important to do that. Flux says, on context menus, disable flick should prevent dragging to navigate right. It seems to do nothing. I don't remember the like description of disable flick. Disable flick. Find all references. Context menu options, disable flick. There it is. I don't think it disables dragging, but like it disables the flick operation. So the flick operation is where you oh my god, do I just like launch Resonite? Yeah, I'll just launch Resonite and show you. I'm struggling to describe it. So we'll go back to disabling flick. Mr. Dab says, on the same topic, we'll be able to modify profile pictures. I don't know. We don't really have like a feature list for the initial dashboard. Like I said, we're doing it primarily for payment related problems right now. And so to that end, we might leave off some features or add some features that are in that particular area. Ultimately, though, yes, we want to make it so that you can edit all of your profile features from there. I just don't know if that would be included in the start. Chandelik says, will the pricing stay the same with the alternative payment options? There might be better pricing or edited pricing. One of the reasons for heading over to different payment providers is so that we can get a better deal on our side, but that also means that we can sort of, in some cases, pass that deal on towards you. I don't know what that means. Chandelik says, it will not get worse. I can't promise that, right? I adopt the kind of sort of promising... the promise approach that doctors do as well, which is like doctors can't promise that you're going to be okay after a surgery, right? They try to avoid doing that. Like I can't promise that the pricing won't ever get bad. Because let's say inflation doubles tomorrow because I don't know, it just does, you know, US politics are a mess right now. We'd have to adjust our prices, right? So I can't promise that they won't change. What I can promise is that we'll be communicative of what's happening. Oh, I changed locomotion to teleport. That's why I can't move in this world. All right. I'm now like broadcasting Resonite in my local home because I'm logged out for the 400th time this week. I never know why like Resonite loves logging me out, but it does. Anyway. So Flick, if you're all watching, is this thing. So when you open up a context menu, what you can do is drag here and then let go. So you're not clicking it, you're sort of flicking to it. So again, here I'm sort of flicking to it. When that's disabled, you can't do that. You have to like manually push the items. So there you go. That should have explained it. Zenaru says, is the lack of online dashboard any sort of blocker for printing standalone builds? No, not at all. Let me just close Resonant again. I don't particularly want to be hearing the local home music whilst I'm in here. There we go. And with that, we're actually out of questions again. So do keep those questions. Oh, dog has destroyed a toilet roll tube. Didn't notice. Oh, well. If you have any additional questions, go ahead, list them in. What do you do? Oh, he's licking my toes. Stop it. No licking of my toes. I don't want my toes to be licked. He's got eye boogers going on as well. A lizard says, would Stripe allow for more types of support payment options outside of monthly subscription? Theoretically, yes. Possibly, no. I'm not sure like what our final pricing model is going to be looking like. What I will say is that with Stripe, we do have the ability to completely upend that pricing model and make it make sense. So if it mathematically it works out that we should have a bunch more options, we will. And it's looking that way. I think, for example, it would be great if you could be more selective about what you want, or buy only stuff that you need, or maybe buy extras, etc. But I don't know how all that's going to be broken down yet. We haven't done the sort of mathematical analysis for it. But like a good example of something we might offer is like, oh, let's say that you are already subscribed for 10 gigabytes and you need 1 gigabyte more. You might be able to say, oh, I'm going to add an additional gigabyte, and that would be a different price. So that's cool. And then it might be like, let's say you need another group for some reason. That might be like another extra you could add to your bill. Ignore the Turing machine question. I'm not qualified to answer that one. Okay. Dave Heiser says, I have a VRChat website. I can open up the VRChat website and see who's in-game and where they are. Is this a feature Resonant could develop? Yes. There are several community solutions for that. We also have the Active Sessions channel here in this Discord, but ultimately a website or application would be good. Jundlek says, is the translator badge available to be obtained, or was it only given to people who did translations past? It is open. It is open season for the translator badge. We provided information in a recent update. Make an issue in the locale repo. If you've submitted a PR there, we'll get you the badge. It's Tuesday today, right? Yeah. Okay. Just like on the translator badge, just make an issue. We'll sort it out on the issue. I don't want to like sit here and do like 3 years ago, I made one line change. Does that like just make an issue and we'll sort it out there? Otherwise, we'll be here all day. It'll be like, I don't know, it'll be like America's Got Talent in here or something. Like, what's your localization talent act? Oh, I write the French translation and I did 14 lines. Okay, cool, you get a badge. I don't want that. Oh, so put it in the GitHub issue. So skipping the locale questions, Josh says, what's the dog doing? Dog's chewing on their bone right now. I got one of those like plasticky Nyla bone things that you can chew on. I bought a 3-pack of those bones, actually. And I don't know why, but it was like America themed. So it had like American flags all over the cardboard packaging, and the bones inside it were 3 Nyla bones, a red, white, and blue one. The white one he chewed until it needed to be disposed of. Do check the Nyla bone website if you're not sure what a Nyla bone is, but there we go. And so I threw away the white one because that was done. And then he went on to the red one that was in the pack, and I don't know where that one is. He did not finish the red one. I did not throw away the red one. I don't know where it is. I've been looking for it for a while. I know what happened, which is when I was looking after the second dog. The second dog grabbed it one day and like dragged it around the apartment a bit. So like I presume it's somewhere, but I haven't been able to find it. So I immediately turned around and gave him the blue one. So now we've got the blue and red one. It should be out in play. The blue one was the toughest of all of them, apparently, according to the packaging. Kazu says, is there any hope of reopening the OAuth registration? It's just not there. We could theoretically do it, but we'd have to drop a lot of other priorities. There is a an upshot in that, which is the account website stuff for Stripe and all sorts of stuff like that will get us to a better state to answer that question later. It's just it's not a priority right now. It's very difficult to find time for that compared to finding time to do stuff that is on the priority list, unfortunately. MRVR, you are at Primetime Office Hours. You can click the link above your question for a question thread, and then the message before that, which says Prime started Primetime Office Hours, is an event which you can open up and click, and it will tell you what is going on. All the information has been provided. I see no additional questions in the questions thread, so keep them coming. We'll be heading off at 5:30 so I can walk the dog. Apparently I've got an email. What's an email? Oh, that's fine. That doesn't matter. Paradox says, are there any plans to use the discussions pages on the Resonite Wiki? You're free to use them. There's a couple of talk pages that actually have some contents on them. I want to install some extensions at some point that make the talk pages a little bit more functional, provide notifications when people add topics, etc. But yeah, most of the conversation should stick in hashtag wiki right now. I think we're getting there on getting people to understand that a wiki is a wiki. You can just do the hell what you want. I'll come around and fix it later if there are any mistakes. But I think talk pages on wikis is another sort of mental barrier. People don't, it's like, how do I talk to someone on wiki? If it's on Media Wiki, for example, here's how you talk to someone. You edit their talk page, which is, it's not a message that you send. You add text to a page. It's weird. Okay, so Mr. VR says, are you going to be coming out on the MetaQuest 2 and MetaQuest 3 standalone? Standalone support is something that we would want to look into at some point. It is not currently a priority. We do have GitHub issues open that you can vote up if you are looking forward to them. Trendlick says, is it acceptable to create add stuff to the wiki that I'm not sure about? Okay, I'm going to say this. I'm going to have to answer this multiple times again. I don't mind, but add it to the wiki. Whatever the hell you want. A good example here to think about is, let's say that there is a component which has a field on it, and you know nothing about the component except for that one field. I don't know what the field does. I don't have an example, but let's just say you only know about that component's one field and you know it well. You're the leading expert on that one component field. Add it to the wiki. Just do it. Beyond me telling you to just do it, there are no restrictions in place. There is the moderation queue, but that's a one-time thing for new editors. But after that, it's just do it. Whatever the hell you want, just do it. Occasionally, I will notice some updates that are either low in quality or wrong, and I'll just go fix them. And no one should feel bad about that. That's the whole point of a wiki, right? You put information on there, and if that information is incorrect or needs updating, that's the job of the wiki. That's why it's a wiki. We have multiple pages telling people to edit the wiki, Aaron. I've just resounded? I don't know what word I mean there. I've just come to terms with the fact that I'm just going to have to tell people many, many, many times. Don't be sorry. It's a weird concept. The wiki, just as a concept, is a headspace that is different to most of the web, right? So the wiki headspace is everyone can edit it. It's all permissively licensed. No one really cares. Just edit it. And that's the same on Wikipedia, Media Wiki, the RuneScape Wiki, the Terraria Wiki. It's if you've got information, edit it. Now, other wikis might have quality bars or review processes or something like that, but the start of the journey is just edit it, right? All edits, all reviews, just go for it. Yeah, it's mob documentation. Good analogy, Dave. Elizabeth said Wikipedia is a little strict just to how old it is. It isn't. It's only strict on pages that are part of categories that are sort of more sensitive. A good example, and I'm not going to talk about politics for any longer than a couple of sentences, the page for the event that happened recently in the news, that is locked right now because, they want to make sure that all edits to that page are good. Zenru says, which one, Amiga Lol? All of them. All of those recent events. You know, again, not wanting to do politics for that long, the director of the Secret Service today resigned. So her page is probably locked on Wikipedia. And we can go actually find that out. So we're going to go to Secret Service, Wikipedia, Control F Director, Kimberly Cheetle is her name. Yep. View source for Kimberly Cheetle. This page is currently semi-protected so that only established registered users can edit. And you can go to the protection log here and you'll see Daniel Case on 22nd July 2024. Protected Kimberly Cheetle. Edit requires auto-confirmed or confirmed access. Expires 1st of August 2024. So they're just like, you know, they've just whacked a little bit of protection on it. The JSON schema for the headless server currently says use friends instead of... Like, really? Oh, Jesus. Yeah, it just shouldn't have those items in it. It looks, like, better than it was, because I updated it 2 weeks ago, so it's better than it was. It just needs... why is it doing that? That's really weird, actually. So if you look at session access level, x-enums is better. It's got contacts in it. But enum, which is part of the JSON schema, doesn't have contacts in it. So there's, like, inconsistencies there. That's fun. I'll take a look at it. Let me assign myself that so I can take a look at it. We've also got three issues, apparently. Oh, yeah, I remember. Those are my issues. Cool. Aaron says they try to avoid the news. Yeah, me too. Okay. Mr. VR says, you said that there is a way you can play Resonant on the MetaQuest 2 and MetaQuest 3. There is not a way that you can play that on. I don't know. I apologize if you got that impression. There is not. You cannot do that currently. We want to work on it. You can probably do it with some sort of like amalgamation of third-party utilities, but it's not officially supported. Do you remember that Steam Link exists? If you're doing anything standalone headset related, look into Steam Link right now. Spec says, hi Prime, you've already aware that you're trying to get the Flip VR controllers working. Yes. Okay, this is a big question, so I'm just going to read it and then give you an answer, which is unfortunately going to be very short. It seems like Resonant struggles with controllers simulated through SteamVR's remapping capability. My controllers by all means present as Oculus Touch. They partially work, but the skeletal model fails to bind. I've seen this behavior in multiple controllers that lack support as well. Is there no reason why SteamVR's fallback compatibility doesn't seem to work fully with Resonators? There's currently a mystery team as well. There's probably an issue, or if there's not an issue, there's probably something inside Fruxx's brain relating to that. I don't know it. Paradox says, what's Feta's favorite type of cheese? I do not answer cheese questions. Next. No, it's fine. It's a meme. Don't worry about it. So we just got the issue open for the disable flick stuff that we were talking about earlier on in the office hour session. And I love the title of the issue. Context menu disable flick does not prevent flick. I love the name of that issue. That's great. Aaron says they keep coming out with weird controllers. I've never heard of the Flip VR. I like it because, you know, it used to be VR controllers could only be created by HTC or Steam or Oculus or Meta now, but now it's sort of like you crumble together some, you know, some electronics from your cupboard and you can make a VR controller. The only issue with the Flip VRs I see is that I would probably be flipping them all the time as sort of like a tick or, a stim, just like, cool, sat here trying to focus. Let me just like flick them. I also don't know how strong they are, so I have sort of ideas of me flicking them. Like, the hinge just snapping, and half of the controller, like, zooming across the room. I find it all, like, Photoshopped VR stuff hilarious. One of the problems in, like, media as well is we keep focusing on what the peripherals look like. So in this case, the peripherals, what they look like is important, yes, as a visual image for the flipping concept of the Flip VR controllers. But VR should be about what's inside the headset, not outside the headset. So, for example, the Vision Pro's like weird face thing, that to me presented a problem because it was like, oh, like some part of the Vision Pro team are still concerned with what the headset looks like, which, yes, is important. But not to the level that I would have put a weird screen on the front that presents like a sort of uncanny valley picture of the person, right? The main focus should be what's inside the headset. You know, like you look up like people playing VR and all you see is like oh, look, they're stupid, and they broke the TV. And it's just like, VR has to move on from this. What's inside the headset? And it's not even difficult now, because they've got like things like Live, where you can sort of superimpose yourself into VR, can illustrate very well things like Beat Saber and all other games. And that sort of style of media should be used more, but no. You just get the two separate halves again, and they over-focus on what people look like in the headsets. All right, let's get on with questions. Mr. VR says, are you a dev on Resonite, or are you a different... I am a dev, yeah. You can take a look at Resonite team. I kind of get, like, bothered is the wrong word. I know that you want to go out, Dog, or just go there. It is 5:30. Yeah, no more questions. Dog is indicating that they want to go out. For context, they push a button, the nut button, when they want to go out. I already had the nut button because it used to be in my office when I used to work in an office. And it came here because I didn't work in the office anymore. And I needed a better way of the dog telling me that it wanted to go outside. And so the nut button. So that's Mr. Oh, I was going to post the wiki link. Yeah. One of the, like, problems, it's not really a problem, it's just, like, weirdness, is, like, I can never accurately describe what I do, because it changes, like, every 5 minutes. Like, right now I'm talking to you guys doing, I guess, what you might call sort of community management or community management-esque style stuff. When this is done and I'm back from the dog walk, I'll be programming again. And then, like, a little bit later, I'll be doing some emails, which is more like project management and stuff. It's, like, everything. Chundlek says, how is Resonite package adoption looking so far? It's looking great. I think it's going to take a little bit longer than others might think to see like widespread adoption. I don't even think that we need widespread adoption, right? It's a feature that people seem to be enjoying. And I'm happy to see avatar creators use it, but I don't require them to use it. Zenris says, the wiki says you have many hats, which is your favorite and why. It really does depend on the thing. Like, so my... honor, duty, ethics, whatever you want to call it, is to just make Resonite cool. And that's what I want to do. And because of my experience in the industry, I can solve a lot of problems. And that's great. So I solve them. Feta, leave it! He has stolen a microfiber cloth, which I used to clean my glasses. I left it on my bedside table. He ran in there and grabbed it. He wants to eat it because, or play with it because it smells like me, basically. Same as the sock problem. He likes my socks. Anyway, that is all of the questions I have time for. I'm going to take the dog for a walk. Probably going to pick up an Arnold Palmer on the way back. I do actually need to find my belt before I go on a walk, or my pants are going to fall down. Anyway, I will speak to you guys later.